The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" And he answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, "Lord, open the door for us." And he will say to you in reply, "I do not know where you are from." And you will say, "We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets." And then he will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers." And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Second reading says that God sometimes chastises us because he loves us and he wants us to grow, and sometimes discipline is required. Today's readings, I think, have a little bit of that chastisement, a little bit of that discipline. But there's also a great blessing and a message in the message. And so it starts by saying, someone asked Jesus, "Lord, will only a few be saved?" And he tells a story of how many will try to enter, but they won't be able to. And the master of the house will lock the door, and the people will be at the outside trying to get in. That's a scary image, isn't it? If we think of that as heaven. I heard a feeling this week, or an example that I'm stealing, but it actually, something similar happened to me, maybe you. Have you ever been in an airport trying to catch your flight and you missed it? The last second that door closed. One time I went to the airport and I got there so early. I said, "Oh, I got time for coffee." Started reading a book, drinking a coffee, and before you know it, I look up at the clock and I'm late for my flight. I go run into the gate. And by the grace of God, I just barely got there. But boy, if that door had shut, has that happened to you? That feeling. Jesus uses this image regarding heaven, not to scare us, but to get us to realize how important life really is, our lives. And he's talking to people around him who have a wrong idea of salvation. Not everyone, but some of the people he's addressing. And the idea was is that the Jewish people thought, well, they are the chosen people, but one of the misconceptions was that when the Messiah came, he would establish Jerusalem as the kingdom, and all people who were Jewish or from Jerusalem or Judea would be saved, simply because of where they lived or their blood. And Jesus is saying, no, that's not the case. It takes more than that. And so he answers with this very difficult parable. And he says, the gate is narrow, and many will strive to enter it, but will not be strong enough. Is he saying not many people get into heaven? Well, here's what he is saying. He's saying it's not by our strength are we going to get in. It's only by his grace. He is the gate. And so it's an important message for us today, not just 2,000 years ago. Today, there is a similar error of thinking, but it's in a different context. Have you heard this one? I've heard this a lot, and this is very difficult, and I need to be careful how I say this, not to give the wrong impression, but I've heard this a lot. Father Paul, I don't have to go to church because I'm a good person. I'm going to go to heaven. It seems to me that this is a little bit the same thing. If you look in Scripture, Jesus nowhere says that good people go to heaven. Our parents taught us that, right? To help us behave. But one young man came up to Jesus in another part of the gospel and says, what must I do to be saved? And he said, the person said, good teacher, what must I do to be saved? And he said, why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. And you know the commandments. And the man says, I've done those, but what more must I do? And he says, sell everything you have, give to the poor, come follow me. Jesus is saying it's not by our goodness that we get into heaven. It's not by our works. It's not by anything we do. It's not by anything we merit. Because by that standard, no one is strong enough to enter. Because of our sin, our hard-heartedness, we distance ourselves from God, and no one was saved until Christ Jesus, true God and true man, gave out his life and love for us and opened the gates of heaven. And so, is the gate to heaven narrow? How narrow is it? You know how narrow it is? It's room for only one. That was Jesus Christ. And anyone who is united to Christ will also go through that gate. But it's not by our merits, not by our work, it's by our union with Christ. And God became human in Christ Jesus so that we may become one with him, much in the same way we become one with one another. Our friendships, our relationships, and the most relationship that most resembles our relationship with Christ is a marriage, when we hear that the two shall become one flesh. And you know, I've never been married, but I hear marriage takes a lot of hard work. I feel a few yeses over there, a few nods, right? We can't become one with one another unless we spend a lot of time with each other, whether we honestly communicate. And when we make mistakes, we say, I'm sorry. When we embrace and give ourselves completely to one another, Jesus is saying, this is what it takes to get into heaven. And so, am I a good person? Great. Much better than being a bad person. But what gets us to heaven is not our goodness, because we all fall short. It's our relationship to God and how close we are. And the story of the gates closing is meant to get us now to work on our relationship with Jesus. And so we work on our relationship like we would any relationship. We have to spend time in prayer with Jesus. We have to open up our hearts to Jesus. We have the scripture which describes the life of Jesus, especially in the Gospels. We need to read those and understand and hear what he says. And one of the things it says is that some will say, Lord, Lord, but those aren't the ones who enter the kingdom. It's those who do the Father's will. And so what are some of the things Jesus says that we should do? He says, do this in memory of me. The Eucharist is the true presence of Jesus that he designed and intended to give us, a sacrament that would last through all time and space so that we may become one with him, body, soul, and spirit. And he also said that if you don't eat the flesh of blood, if you don't eat the body and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you have no life within you. He said, you are Peter, and upon this rock I build my church. He says, "With two or more gathered in my name, there I am." He said, "In the least, the poor, there I am." And so if we want to be one with Jesus, it's more than just doing it and saying, "I love God, I'm a good person." It's working hard to have Him united and present in our hearts, and we close to Him. We receive Him and grow closer in prayer, in reading and praying with the Scripture, in receiving the sacraments, this sacrament especially, being a member of His body on earth, which is the church, confessing our sins and saying, "I'm sorry," giving Him praise and worship. And through those actions, we mysteriously grow close to Christ. In His love and mercy, we are then saved, not by our strength. And so, is the gate to heaven narrow? Yes, it is. The only person who's entered is Jesus Christ. But is His heart big? There's room for everyone if we surrender to it. Let us do that while we have still time.